Hey, home theater friends. Welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes. Behind Enemy Lines has the sights, it has the sounds, it has the scenes. We're going to get into all of them. Let me know in the comments, is this movie a must-own for home theater fans? That's the case that I'm going to make. I can't wait to get into the theater to break this down for you. Let's get into the theater. Afterwards, I'll have all information on how you can support the podcast and all that, but no time for that. Time to get behind enemy lines. Let's go.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Behind Enemy Lines on Blu-ray from 2001. I am going to go out on a limb and make the bold statement that this movie as a home theater experience is better than Top Gun. It is incredible. This is a must-own for home theater fans. You're going to have to get to the scenes. There's two scenes in this movie. Look in the show notes. Look down at the show notes. Lots of boxes of popcorn were given out in this movie. Tons of popcorn given out. Let's get to the picture first. This is a 1080p Blu-ray. Nice, really nice picture. Really nice use of contrast. Nice black levels. Nice use of color. Because we have some really vibrant colors, but then we have some muted colors. Part of the story telling you what's going on. We'll get into that in as early as the opening scene. The picture, the way they moved the picture in this movie, I called them speed pans or whatever. The way the picture moves in this movie, really enjoyed that. The complete lack of Steadicam. They used, you know, handheld camera work, so everything was shaky, giving you a sense of emergency, a sense of chaos of what's going on. Really enjoyed the picture in this movie. It's obviously, of course, it's not, you know, Dune. It's not 4K, not HDR, but I don't think it needs to be. I really don't. I don't even know if this movie needs to have an upgrade to 4K with an object-based sound. It is that good as is. I don't know if you could improve upon it more. Maybe with the HDR. Let's get to the sound. Looking at the show notes, you'll see the elusive 4 boxes of popcorn for sound, because there are 2 absolute bangers of a scene, as my buddy Joe would call it. If you don't own this as a home theater fan, you have to get it. And it doesn't work on streaming. You cannot stream this and get the same effect. Sorry, streamers. If you're watching it in a streaming, it's still a fun movie. You're still getting all of the pans. You're getting all of the special effects of sound moving around your room, which there is a ton of in this movie. But what you will be missing is the dynamic range of sound that you get in all of these scenes. Nice, deep, crisp bass that punches you in the chest. Not as deep as some other movies, not as deep as, say, as Dune, not as deep as some of the more recent movies, but it's so quick. You can feel everything. There is one scene where you feel the explosion come at you, go through you, go under you, and out the back. It is so good. There's another scene where it's a circular explosion and it feels like it happened right in front of you, and the explosion goes through you in a it's weird to describe, but I make an attempt. It's just an incredible movie for a home theater experience. I actually enjoy the movie as well. Owen Wilson, Gene Hackman, just enjoyed that movie. It's a fun experience, but like I said, the sound, so, so good. And again, if you don't own it, if you do own it and you haven't watched it a while, get it off the shelf, get the dust off of it, throw it into your player. If you've got subwoofers, if you've got a nicely set up system, this is what your system was made for. And I go over that in all of these scenes. It's so much fun. Let's get to it. The popcorn is popping. We're going to start where we always start, where we love to start. And where is that? Where do we always love to start? The opening. And this opening is actually really detailed for a Blu-ray. And I don't necessarily mean picture quality and sound quality. What I'm talking about is how, like, the first 3 minutes of the movie summarize what we're in for in this entire movie as far as picture quality and sound quality go. And I really enjoyed that. Looking back, watching this scene, this first 3 minutes a few times over, we start out with a nice jet sound, like a muted jet sound overhead, upmix, the DTS Neuralex upmixing from the 5.1 mix. Really was nice. Dark screen. This obviously comes after the 20th Century Fox logo and everything and all that. And then it goes into a almost a monochromatic picture of the soldiers. And you get a, what do you call it? The score, a muted, somber score. Actually, the score isn't muted. It's everything that the soldiers are doing is the sound is even muted. It's like subdued a little bit. There's one scene where a soldier's hitting a sledgehammer onto a stake, and the bass from that is muted. Like it's because it's all in slow motion, but the monochromatic picture that you're getting from this, it's a black and white with the vibrancy turned way down, you know, so it looked really, really nice, really sharp. And then that scene progresses with that muted sound and then the score over it to you're going in over the water and you're coming up on the aircraft carrier and the music starts to change. And you get a more vibrant sound. You actually feel like it's you're in the jet that's carrying the camera. If you notice as the camera is whooshing across the water towards the aircraft carrier, you're not even at the aircraft carrier yet. All you know is that you're going across ocean. But if you pay attention, you can hear the jet engines of the plane that's carrying this camera. And then you come up on the aircraft carrier and you go up and you do a flyby to it. Really, really nice. But now your colors are very vibrant. You have all the colors of the deck. You have all the colors of the different uniforms of the people on the deck of the aircraft carrier. The scene jumps. And I'm going to say jumps a lot because I love what they did in this movie. And that's why I say this opening scene has a lot of that going on. So you get those fast forward jump scenes where they make everything move really fast to show how hectic it is on the deck of an aircraft carrier, the jobs that are being done and how the camera sweeps and the sound sweeps go faster. Really, really cool effect. But also, when they jump to inside the control tower, you get those neon colors, those blues, the greens of the computer screens, of the radar screens, of everything, of the highlighted writing that's on the screens. All of that stuff is just not muted at all. The exact opposite. Very vibrant. Awesome transition here from the opening scene where you have that, like, almost like a jet sound going overhead, to then that somber music with the muted palette that you got, almost a monochromatic palette, to the vibrant colors on the deck of an aircraft carrier, and then everything is moving super fast. So you have slow motion, muted, and then vibrant and super fast, hectic, and everything's going on. That's what I really liked about what this, it's 3 minutes, and I could watch those 3 minutes over and over just because of the contrast that they did there. And that's what's going on in the rest of this movie. It, between what's going on the deck of the aircraft carrier and then for the rest of the movie, what Owen Wilson's going through trying to get, you know, home safely. So I really enjoyed this opening scene. Definitely worth a look. I was going to give it some boxes of popcorn, but I really can't because it's not one of those opening scenes where you would sit down and you'd invite people in and go, check this out. There's going to be plenty of those coming. Trust me, that's what I said in the open. Two of the best scenes, I think, maybe even more. Two of the best scenes for demo material. But this opening scene is more of, for us, the home theater fan. You sit here and you watch this scene and compare it and see what this really means to the movie overall. So I really enjoyed that, and that's why I talked quite a bit about it already. So, all right, let's move along to 6 minutes, 50 seconds. This is a more subtle one. I called it ambient contrast because we have the scene here where Gene Hackman has his meeting inside of his quarters on the aircraft carrier, and then the scene jumps at about the 7 minute mark to the mess hall of the aircraft carrier where Owen Wilson and his pilot are getting their dinner or whatever, and they're walking across. But jump back and forth on this scene a couple of times and listen to the ambient sounds, the hum that's going on in Gene Hackman's room, around your room, putting you into that room. But then as soon as you jump to the mess hall, everything you hear, forks and knives clanking, glasses clanking, conversation going on, the echoes of the conversations because it's a metal room. Just a lot of stuff going on in one, and then just nice hums going on in the other, literally putting you into those environments sonically inside of your room. That's the stuff that I really like. Really enjoyed that. So check that one out too. The other part that I liked about it is there's a lot of good bass in this. We had so much bass leading up to this, but then you get to this part here, and it's more about the ambience, and really enjoy that. I love when they do stuff like that in movies. So let's move over to 14 minutes, 6 seconds. It's showtime. 2 boxes of popcorn for this one. I'm getting excited. I know what's about to come. I've seen this movie enough times, obviously, and I'm breaking it down now. But this scene here is this just, it's 2 boxes of popcorn, but it's just the prequel of what's to come, of what we're about to experience in our rooms, in our theaters. And this here is where Owen Wilson and his pilot, they take off. They literally say in the movie, it's showtime. They literally say that. You hear the one of the flight deck people, you hear it through a radio, and he's like, it's showtime, or whatever he says. And it is showtime. You open this scene up at the 1406, gorgeous colors, beautiful picture, vibrancy all over the screen, and the sound starts on the deck, and then they throw in that song. I forget the name of the song, but it's just, it starts out like a regular like rock and roll song, but then it has a nice beat to it. But then as you get closer to launching this aircraft, was it FA-18, I think it is, that's what's going to take off. As you get closer to that, that's when the song really kicks in. The bass kicks in. They go to the jump cuts of, you know, close-ups of the engines, the bass coming at you. Then you get Owen Wilson just joking about, I think it was Britney Spears or something. Imagine if she got into the cockpit. So you've got humor going on. You've got those little bit of, you know, speed pans, I'll call them, where they're all of a sudden, they're moving around the deck. Everything's getting going. Just a awesome sound around your room, deep, deep bass when you can feel it in your seat as those engines are revving. Then it takes off and you get the jump cuts of whoosh, whoosh, like different parts of the takeoff. Just a great takeoff, and you think it's over and it's not. And we get a little bit of a preview of the jet flying. So you get that nice pan later in the scene. This takes all the way up to like 15 minutes and 30 seconds of just this jet. And it starts to come across the screen from left to right. And then you get a jump cut to, I think it's going to be Gene Hackman or something like that. I can't remember. Or maybe it's a, I don't know, but it's a jump cut where it's a quieter scene. But this overall scene, 2 boxes of popcorn, so much fun to go to and watch over and over. Very enveloping sound-wise, very engaging picture-wise. So much fun. So, all right, let's jump cut to the next one at 16 minutes, 13 seconds, flying over a lake. 3 boxes of popcorn for this one. And it's because it's all about the details. And this scene here is a jump cut from the enemies talking. They're having a conversation. You got some close-up of lips and stuff. And we jump cut to their FA-18. And it's about it. You come into the scene and the plane is like pointing to the right side of your screen. It's taking up the whole screen. The engines are off to the lower left corner of your screen. And then it starts to pan and the sounds of those engines pan off even more to the left. We're having a conversation here. Owen Wilson is taught. They're trying to figure out where they are. The pilot is asking, you know, Owen Wilson's character is the navigator, so he's telling them where they are. They're looking at stuff. Don't pay attention to any of that. Not for this scene. What this scene is about is the details of those jet engines. So as this scene progresses from here, we go to, they do an overhead shot. You're looking down at the plane, looking down at the cockpit, very close up. Fantastic shot. I love how they did this here because the detail, you could see it's Owen Wilson there. How they did this with the special effects and everything. Did they put Owen Wilson up in one of these? Did they fly? I don't know. I didn't watch the special features on this one. But the plane starts to pan around. The camera pans and turns. And you start out where you're looking down on the cockpit and the plane is now pointed to the left. Almost directly across your screen is the top of the cockpit. Front of the plane is on the left of the screen. The engines are off screen. You're that close up on the cockpit. The engines, the sound of the engines is coming from the right side of your room, off screen. But as the camera pans and turns, those engines start to tilt down and around your room. It's an incredible scene because you're paying attention to what they're saying, too. And one of the things he says is we're flying over a lake when they're supposed to be flying over land. So that's why I named it this. But the sound, the way the sound, those engines is very subtle, but it's not because it's overtaking your room. It's that the sound of jet engines is in your room, but the sound is panning around. Obviously, the scene goes on from here where we get them, they're flying along. You get some nice jump scenes where the plane flies directly at you, goes under you, and the sound pans to the back of the room. That plays out in this scene as well. But that opening part of this scene, like right at the 1620 mark, when they're looking down on the cockpit and that pan around is those tremendous details. Love that stuff. Love that stuff. And we haven't even gotten to the meat of this scene when we're getting there. We're getting there. So maybe it's up next. Let's see at 17 minutes, 33 seconds, rolling digital. We're building to it. We're getting there. This is where they take the pictures and their conversation is going on. Obviously, microphone sounds, you know, so or through a headset sound of their voices. But the jet engine sounds and the jump cuts that they do here where you're inside the plane. So you have one ambient sound of being inside the plane. They go outside the plane. You can hear the jet whiz by. Later on in the scene, where we jump cut to the ground and the jet flies over. It's an awesome pan. It goes from the front of your room down the right and then out the rear middle of your room as the jet flies over these, enemy people on the ground looking up. You see the jet go by and it kind of does that curve on your screen, but it also does it in your room sonically as well. So much fun. So much fun. This, like, we've started this at like 14 minutes. We're into the 17 minute mark. We haven't even gotten to the missile launch yet, and I'm hoping that's coming up next. I'm not sure. So let's see at 19 minutes, 16 seconds, we're being painted the rare four boxes of popcorn. This is what home theater is all about. I'm getting chills. I got chills on my arms watching this scene. I've watched it three times just in preparation to talk about this. I can't do it justice by talking about it. There is so much going on here in this scene. It's the missiles have been launched. That's what happens. The first missile gets launched and we're being painted. That comes from Owen Wilson going, "What? We're being painted." Like they've locked on to them. Then the missile gets launched. But before the missile gets launched, just the sound, the way the room activates, the way the screen start, the camera starts jumping all over the place. Fast pan cam, you know, boom, everything's moving. The panic that's setting in, but they're dealing with it in the cockpit. They're dealing with it the best they can. They're communicating back and forth. Dialogue as crystal clear as it can possibly be. It's not perfect, but you can make everything out. So much going on. Then the missile gets launched. Nice bass there. Bass from the engines of the jet. The whizzes by. The pans going as things are whizzing by. If it goes by you and it curves in to the left and comes back to the right, That's what the sound does in your room. The second missile launch, you have the close-up of the main bad guy that's going to be hunting Owen Wilson. He's on the left side of your screen. The missile is to the back and on the right side of the screen. It launches. The sound sounds like it launches, like the missile sounds like it's getting further away at the back side of your right side of your room. And it's a quick jump cut there, just takes off, but it sounds perfect. Then you got two missiles in the air. Owen Wilson's like, we've got to, you know, we need a bigger heat signature. So they're like, we've got to drop these. The only issue I have with this entire movie is this inside this one scene. It feels a little bit like we go to the miniatures. But I think that's a credit to the rest of the scene when they're showing all of the shots of the plane, of the jet flying. It's like, it's so good. This doesn't look CGI'd. It just works so well. Watch when they come at a mountain. I don't know the timestamp on it. Super excited. But watch as they come at the mountain and they're going back up. But you already have the trails of smoke that are already there. They go under them and up. And you see the jet go under the trails of smoke that are already existing. It get really nice sense of 3D there for this picture. And this is only a 1080p picture, but it looks so good. The colors look so nice. The green, the blue monochromatic of the, you know, it's cold out there. So you have that. Then they go inside the cockpit and you get the bright neon colors of the instrument panels and the warning buttons that are flashing across your screen. The things that are going, this plays out for almost 3 minutes to about 22 minutes and 10 seconds. And we're going to get to that scene in a second, because what they do there is, it really is like, feels like what happens in real life in a crisis situation. But what's going on here, this entire scene, like I said, I can't do it justice, but this is why we get into home theater. This is one of those scenes that you put in when people come over. It gets the rare 4 boxes of popcorn. So much is going on. I remember this scene back when I didn't have this system, when we didn't have DTS:X or you know, Atmos or anything like that. This scene played out so well on a 5.1 system that I had, and it sounded so good then, and now it's unreal. Dual subwoofers, Atmos upmixing or Neural X upmixing, the way this scene plays out, if you're a home theater fan and you love action movies, you should be buying this, own this disc just for this scene alone. It's awesome. And it does not play well on digital. Don't rent it. Don't use the digital copy. It was garbage because it was flat. The picture looked pretty good. It's 1080p. It's, you know, digitally. But what you lose in the sound, it ruins the entire scene because you don't have that deeper extension of bass that really puts those pans in, because you feel like that jet engine went left to right or over or through you or whatever it was. You're missing that. It's just a flatter sound and it takes you out of the movie when you know you can experience it this way. I should say, if you've never experienced it this way, it's still a great scene. But if you have the means and you have physical media and you do not own this, you need to get a hold of it. It is fantastic. And this is one of the reasons, I'll go off on a little tangent here for a second before we get to the next scene where they do a nice jump cut. Like I said before, this is why I don't ever want to be like endorsing movies and get paid from Amazon or anything, be a partner with whatever they call that, is because I'd feel like I'm trying to sell you something when I'm not trying to sell it to you. I don't care if I just want you to have the best quality in your theater for examples for people. That's what you're looking for. That's what I'm looking for. That's what this podcast is all about. The fun that we have in our theaters. This is why I invented this podcast. All right. Let's get to 2209. Actually, 2205. Break Right, 3 boxes of popcorn. And this, what I'm talking about here is how they transition this. This is where the missile is catching up to them. And they say break right, but it's not in time. The missile like breaks into, you know, explodes into shrapnel, rips them apart. but how they transition to that. And what I'm talking about is like, this feels like what goes on in real life. And when you're in one of these situations, not that I've ever been in a situation like this, but in a crisis situation, when something suddenly happens to you, all the sound goes away. Everything goes away. And you just like, you're focused on whatever's about to happen. Like, I can't give any examples. I don't want to give any examples of my life when I've experienced this. They're bad times. So, but the sound goes away. That's what they did here. And you hear the like a record scratch almost, and then no sound. And you just hear a breath. You hear, but it's, and then it's a jump cut to another one, to a, like they're showing both pilots, both of them experience it, close up of their eyes, sound goes away in your room. You get that record scratch, then just a breath. Then it comes back into the missile coming in, and it explodes. And it, as it explodes and it rips the plane apart with its shrapnel, you get that ominous score just comes in now. And now we're into it. Now it's just cut after cut of different things happening in the plane. The plane gets ripped in half as the explosion catches up to the jet engines, rips it in half. Now they have to eject. Listen to the sounds, all of the different sounds going on around your room when they show what's going on to the electronics and the components of the plane, and you hear the different ticks and noises and like fuses going off, like, and things all around your room. Things are, it's an insane, I don't know what to call it. It's an insane adventure. I don't know. It's just, that's why it gets 3 boxes of popcorn. This should all be one scene. If you're just going to play this for somebody, you're going to show off your system. It just keeps on going, but I had to break it down into a few different scenes here. Cause we're going to get to when they actually are landing the ejection, when they're in there, just in their flights, their cockpit seats or whatever. And they're just floating in the air. We'll get into that in a second. But this entire scene plays out. It's minutes and minutes long. So much going on in your room. Again, this alone. And we got another one coming up later in the movie. But just this scene alone, it's worth owning this disc if you don't already have it. If you do have it, get the dust off it. Get it off the shelf. I don't care if you watch the whole movie. Just go to this scene. Do your system proud and put this scene on where we started at, you know, flying over a lake with 3 boxes of popcorn. Oh, I'm sorry. Showtime at 14 minutes. That's what it was. Started at 14 minutes. We're 6-7 minutes into this scene now. Your system will thank you. All right. Let's move along to 23 minutes, 10 seconds, shoots open, 2 boxes of popcorn, because I really liked how they transitioned this. So we've just gone through the plane being shot down, the plane lands, it says made in the USA, and now we get a more quieter time where they're out of the plane, they're, like I said, they're in their seats, and they pull the chutes, but you get that nice sweeping sound of the wind blowing and everything. The score changes a little bit more promising, because it looks like both pilots have survived. Unfortunately, we know how that plays out. But what I really liked and why I gave it 2 boxes of popcorn is because even after all of that, they have that seat crash land, and that one seat slams into the earth, or actually a lake, I believe it is. And the bass that you get out of that, really nice. And I don't know if it's an optical illusion along with the sound, but it felt in my room like that bass spread out. Like I felt it hit in front of me, and then it just panned in all, like in a round direction, like a shot like that would, like a boom, and it just went out. It's just a really nice feel. I felt it go through me. You felt it in your seat, and it was quick. It was nice and deep. Again, it's just the DTS 5.1 mix. Obviously, I'm upmixing it Neural X, but it sounded so good. And the contrast of that bass hitting after having been through the, you know, the explosions of the crash of the flights and everything, but then getting the nice, subtle sounds of the wind. But then one more, we're going to get a boom here, because that is the basis of the rest of the movie, that seat. You don't know it until later in the movie, but that seat is what this movie is going to end up being all about. That's what Owen Wilson has to get back to. But really, really cool scene there. Again, this entire scene, again, starting at 14 minutes, showtime, and we progress all the way through. Awesome. Awesome scene. It's what home theater is all about. All right, let's move along to 25 minutes and 53 seconds. This one's just, are you okay? And a little bit more subtle here. Something that I really did like about it. I'm not sure it's 100% accurate to the setting in the movie, but it's where Owen Wilson's running out of the woods and he's coming up on his pilot who's injured and down. And he yells, are you okay? But there was a nice echo to it. Now, they're in a big open field and there's some trees around. Trees are more sound absorbing than necessarily like when you're in the mountains. But there was an echo there. And I liked it because it gave you that larger sense of scale to your room. And it was just, it was really quick. It's, are you okay? And it was like, are you okay? But it rang out. And I liked that. And like I said, I'm not sure if it's 100% accurate, but it opened my room up even more as he's coming into an open field. So I think that's what they were going for there. And I'm in my opinion, they nailed it. A little more subtle than the last full scene that we went over, but I liked it. All right, moving along to 27 minutes, 20 seconds. Thunder is never good. And I gave this one a box of popcorn. And Owen Wilson's having a conversation with his pilot who's down, and Owen Wilson has to get up to high ground to communicate with the aircraft carrier. And he starts to walk off, joking with him, trying to keep the mood light, you know, knowing the situation isn't good. But as he walks off, all of a sudden he's looking back. He's like, I'll be right back, you know, whatever he says. And then there's just this thunder overhead, and the texture to that sound, the texture to that thunder, so good. Such a nice roll. It had a deep clap to it, but it also had a nice roll to it. Multiple layers to this thunder. Sounded really nice. Again, upmixed, really felt it overhead, felt it in the room. But it's also, the reason I said thunder is never good is it's really just saying, like, I think his name's Chris, or maybe that's Owen Wilson's name, but he was basically saying, he's like, that's giving the message, the ominous message that he's not going to make it out, because as Owen Wilson's walking away, we get that thunderclap, then the score comes in as well. But that thunder is really cool. And obviously, you know, when you're writing stuff like this, and, you know, rain in movies or in stories is always a bad time. And then thunder, never good. Never good when you're adding the thunder in. So, all right, let's move along to 32 minutes, 40 seconds, three boxes of popcorn. No, just screaming no. It's Owen Wilson screaming no when his pilot gets shot. I gave this three boxes of popcorn for not only just this gunshot that we get at the like 32:45 mark, but the scene playing up to this, the way this scene plays out, all of leading up to this, the minutes leading up to this, there's some louder scenes. There's some ambient sounds where you hear people talking in the background. They come up on the pilot and he's sitting on the ground, and now you can hear it's a little bit more wind blowing and stuff. But this is all leading up to the sound is gradually getting lower and lower in your room. And then they stand the pilot up, and when they focus in on Owen Wilson, you can hear his breath. You could hear how quiet it's getting. And they're building to this one scene. They're resetting the level in the room, if you will. They're bringing the volume down. They're bringing your expectations down, which when you get to this gunshot, because it's so isolated, and so it makes it that much more poignant in the movie. So you end up, if you had played this gunshot over a louder score and everything like that, it wouldn't have been as dramatic. It wouldn't have been as punchy to you. It wouldn't have meant as much. It means so much now. And it also goes to, the sound also goes with the way they shot the bad guy, the one that shot him. So they come in, the camera comes in on him, and the camera shot is down low, probably about chest height, looking up at his face, and maybe 10 feet away, maybe 8 feet away, but then zooms in close on his eyes at a rapid pace, just setting that pace, setting that mood that he just did this. He's looking up into the mountains because he heard Owen Wilson yell no, but that gunshot, everything based off of that, everything leading up to that and everything after that, for the few seconds after that, just how that how your room plays out, how the level of sound in your room comes down, and then that gunshot, you can feel that shot in your chest. Awesome, awesome scene. That's why I gave it 3 boxes of popcorn. And just like I said, play that out. Notice the pacing of the movie. And the pacing of the movie is so important. The way they're showing stuff and these speed pans of the camera are just so good. And they just really they just suck you right into the movie in a way like they do with, you know, variable aspect ratios kind of pull you into the movie. Well, this does, but you don't have to. You can set your aspect ratio if you have masking. So I love how they're doing this. I wish they did this more in movies. Some people don't like it because a lot of it is handheld camera work and it's very shaky and stuff, but it kind of sets the mood and or gives you the same mood that these characters are in when they're hustling around and trying to do their thing. So, all right, let's move along to 38 minutes, 50 seconds. Tanks, not tanks for the movie, but tanks, convoy of tanks, you know, the big machines with big guns on them, tanks. Yeah, so tanks are coming at you in a convoy, about 3 or 4 of them, and then a personnel carrier after it. Really nice pan here. The first tank is coming at you on the right side of the screen, and then it turns and it goes by off to the left. So they're coming at you on the right. They turn and go across the front of your screen to the left side of your room and then off screen. What's really nice about this pan is that when the first tank goes by, you hear that go by, but now you can hear that other tank that was behind it on the right side of your room coming at you and getting closer, getting louder, and then it pans off. Then there's another one. Very subtle. You have to really pay attention to it and like actually notice that it's there, but because there's a lot going on in your room, but it is there. And it's a cool pan because not only are you getting the pan, but your ears are telling you that a tank is going by to the left, but you also can still hear that next tank coming on the right. That's kind of cool because pans are fun where sound leaves one side of your room and goes to the other. That's always fun. But when sound leaves one side, but there's something over there keeping something going, there's still more sound to come. That's an intricate pan. I don't know what else to call it, but yeah, that's why I gave it a box of popcorn. A lot of fun on that one. This next one scares the hell out of me. So at 39 minutes, 25 seconds, single bullet, I'm giving it 3 boxes of popcorn. I teetered on 2 boxes, 3 boxes. It's my podcast. I'm giving it 3 because this just scares the hell out of me, like I just said, because we had this scene here. You have Owen Wilson. He's on the side of a dam. He's getting his bearings. It's very quiet scene. So we went from this is only a few minutes, not even a minute after the tanks went by. So right from the tanks, we go to a jump cut of Owen Wilson running through the woods, very quiet, wind going around your room, very nice ambient sounds of being outside. He stops to rest on the side of a dam. You think everything is safe. And this isn't, it's not even a, it is a jump scene, scares you, but it comes at you in such a way that, like I said, scares the hell out of you because this single bullet. So he, first off, Owen Wilson looks at his compass and he's looking around and, again, nice. I think you hear birds chirping and stuff all around your room. Maybe, I think there's actually one on the right side of your room, a bird. But nice ambient sounds of being outside, like I said. Then he pulls out his little water bottle there, and he's taking a sip of the water, or whatever it is. And again, first time you see in this movie, you're just like, oh, okay. But then all of a sudden at like at 39, 25, 26 or so, you start to hear that bullet whizzing at the left rear of your room. It's just whizzing. It's coming at you. It's getting louder. It goes by you and hits right next to Owen Wilson. Now, why this guy that's supposed to be a trained killer missed him by that much, I don't know, because it would have been a shorter movie if he had hit him. But anyways, but that sound, nice ambient outdoor sounds, like you're out walking your dog, beautiful, and zoom, right down the left side of your room to the front, and then you get that impact sound of that bullet hitting the pieces of the stone going everywhere. This is why it scares the hell out of me. I always thought, and I hope this isn't accurate to real life, but if somebody was going to shoot me in the head, I'm hoping I never hear it coming. This here tells you, according to this scene, you're going to hear a quick, and then you're done. Apparently, because if this hit Owen Wilson, he would have heard that coming, and then it landed next to him. Because next time I hear that noise, I'm ducking. If I got a half a second, I'm ducking. But awesome, awesome home theater scene. All joking aside, hopefully nobody ever wants to shoot me in the head. That's the first way to avoid that situation. Don't make anybody that angry. All right, let's move along to 45 minutes, 35 seconds, gravesite. And this is where we flash back to the opening scene of the movie. We actually have some clips that we saw earlier in the movie. One of them was Soldier hitting a stake. But in this scene here, it's where Owen Wilson is face down in the mud. But we find out that's actually a gravesite. There's all these bodies in there. And the somber score is playing out. We get that monochromatic, muted scene of the flashbacks of the people being offloaded off the bus. You can hear them. You can hear, I think I heard a baby crying on the right side of my room at one point. You see these people being lined up to be slaughtered, to be executed, and just dropped into this pit, into this gravesite. And just how that contrasts, the image on your screen, that is, how that contrasts the real life footage or the actual time footage. You go to the control room on the aircraft carrier and you get the more vibrant colors there. Even when they flash to the soldiers that are actually standing there at the gravesite looking for Owen Wilson, you have more vibrant colors. The greens are popping, but it's still almost in a high contrast mode. But just watch how this scene plays out, how the sounds are more muted. The sounds of the flashback when you hear the gunshots when they start to execute these people. And the gunshots are, it's more of a boom, 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 almost slow motion sound, muted sound. Just giving you that effect of how awful this is and what is going on. And then you're realizing that's Owen Wilson is face down in this gravesite. Great use of effect here with the picture and the sound of everything to portray exactly what went on here. I didn't give it any boxes of popcorn, but I thought it was such a great use of effect and everything, how it really should be noted. And it's a tough, tough scene to watch, but it is the entire basis of the movie, and obviously flashback to the opening scene. So, all right, let's move along to 57 minutes even. This is the other scene in the movie that you need to own the disc for. Absolutely need this scene here. It's actually one scene, but I had to break it up into two scenes. So this is called, at 57 minutes, it's called Tripped. I gave it 3 boxes of popcorn for that part. 20 seconds later is the rest of Tripped. I gave that 4, the elusive 4 boxes of popcorn for what is about to come after the first 20 seconds of this scene. Okay, Owen Wilson is in between all of these buildings and he sees the tripwires. Comes up on the tripwires and he's trying to make his way across these tripwires so he doesn't set off all the landmines. And here come the bad guys. They're coming, there's like 3 or 4 of them. They're coming up and they're about to... The first guy, they got their guns up and he's about to fire at Owen Wilson. So what do you do when you're setting yourself, bracing yourself? You put your foot forward and, of course, one of the bad guys steps on the landmine, on the tripwire. He tripped the tripwire. What we get there, as soon as he steps on it, we get a close-up of the landmine and the room goes fairly quiet. It just goes down to like... nothing for just a split second, like a second and a half maybe, and then you get a nice big explosion on the really quickly on the right side of your room. But then from there the scene pans, it just goes into slow motion of the explosive blast coming at this soldier from the right side of your room and he's gonna progress his way in slow motion to the left side of your room. Let's talk about the picture first. awesome picture here because you can see the blast on the screen. You can see the heat waves of the blast in the air, and he starts to move. His body starts to contort because he's being hit with this blast as it comes across. That's the picture. The sound is doing the same thing in slow motion, moving from the right side of your room, panning over to the left side of your room. Awesome sound. But that's not enough. He fires off a round in the middle of this pan. He's like contorted sideways. His finger pulls on the trigger, and we get the shot, the sound of the shot coming out of the bullet, coming out of the gun being fired. You get that noise at the front of your room. Then you hear the noise of the bullet in slow motion move off to the right side of your room, but you also get a reflection sound on the left side of your room ringing out in slow motion of this bullet. Meanwhile, let's get back to, we have the sound of the room of the explosion going slow motion across the front of the room. But then they added in this little sound, and you could see the muzzle flash when it goes off in slow motion. This all takes about 20 seconds leading up to 57 minutes and 20 seconds. The rest of tripped 4 boxes of popcorn for the rest of this scene. This is where they all start to go off. Watch this scene probably 4 or 5 times. It was so much fun. Like I said, this is why we own theaters. This is why you have a dedicated theater if you do. This is why if you have a living room theater with all the bells and whistles, 5.1 sound and nice subwoofers, when nobody's home, crank it up, enjoy this scene, because the bass in this scene, the explosiveness in this scene. So let's go back to my Tenet, when I reviewed Tenet, and we had those trains on either side of the room. Same kind of a shot here, but this is better. That's why I got four boxes of popcorn. That scene in Tenet, at the early parts of the scene, meant a lot to the movie. I explained that in that podcast. This one here, it's just home theater porn. It's just explosions going off down the side of your room. Owen Wilson, middle of the screen, running at you. These wires are being tripped because as each one goes off, they're triggering the next one. Owen Wilson's high-stepping it through there, trying not to set them off. They're catching up to him, but the explosions are coming at him from the left and the right. The way they shot this, they panned this, camera-wise, how the pans are going, how they're looking right down at Owen Wilson. You're getting explosions on one side of your room, and then the debris from that explosion is landing on the other side of your room. But all the while, you're getting explosions on that other side of the room, and then the debris is landing on the opposite side, coming at you, going back and forth the entire time. 4 boxes of popcorn. This is what home theater is about. Just sit there and watch and listen, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. Concussions into your chest, debris landing on one side, explosions on the other side. I'm not saying left or right because it's happening on both things are happening on both sides, but it's following along. It takes like a minute for this thing to play out, over a minute. It's just an incredible scene. Like I said, I'm out of breath talking about it. It's awesome. This is why you own a home theater. And this is why you listen to this podcast. And this is why you listen to AV Rant and HT Guys and anybody that's going to tune your system and help you get to the point that you can enjoy this at its fullest. This is what these scenes are about. This is what it's all about. I'm excited. 4 boxes of popcorn. All right, let's move along to 58 minutes, 35 seconds. One more, please. 2 boxes of popcorn for this. So, all right, that last scene is all played out. The explosions are over. We see the bad guy, the guy that's hunting down Owen Wilson. He's coming up. You get the ambient sounds of the aftermath, the winds blowing between the buildings. You know, just quiet as he wanders down. He's a small speck on the screen. You're getting the full view of everything around him, and he's a small part of the screen in the middle of the screen. And then we get up to the part at about, 58, 38. He reaches for his gun in his pocket. Again, very quiet, very somber. No score, just some. I don't think there's a score there. I don't remember any. And he's just walking along, and he takes his gun out that's on his, like, on his chest, on the holster chest, chest holster, sorry. And he pulls it out, points to the right side of your room with his gun, fires, and a giant explosion that just takes over your room starts at the right side of your room, perfectly placed. It's like a quarter of the way into your room because he's shooting at an angle. That's where it would be. Kind of like as I'm looking right now, kind of where my candy is, shot at my candy stand, and boom, my candy stand exploded. Huge base. Explosion hits you in the chest. Debris moves across the room, moves to the back of the room, moves to the left of the room. Just all of a sudden, just no reason. Didn't have to put that there. Could have jump cut on. What do we need to explode that for? He's just walking along. One more to set off. So he shoots at it and sets it off. Because that's what we wanted. That's what we wanted in our theaters, and they gave it to us. Thank you very much. One more, please. I'll take it. Two boxes of popcorn. All right, let's jump ahead to 1 hour, 3 minutes, 55 seconds. Time to rest. Owen Wilson sitting down at a tree, and you're on the edge of your seat here. Last time he sat down to rest, you know, bullet whizzed by him. We talked about that. And the scene gets quiet here. I really liked the dog barking off to the left side, way off in the distance. Sounded accurate, sounded great. The sound of the dog didn't move as the camera adjusted and moved around. Would have liked to have seen that. But what I really liked about this scene was the detail that you could see on the screen. The picture in this scene, the sound was nice, the ambient sounds. It really was. It was a time to rest for Owen Wilson, the character, but it's also a time to rest for us, the listener, the viewer. Everything we've been through so far in this movie has just been coming at you. I mean, look back in the show notes right now and look at all the boxes of popcorn that are being given out. A lot of action going on, a lot of fun in your theater. And this here is just a time to notice on the fun details of the screen, the foliage around them. It's fall, or the rustic looking leaves. Owen Wilson looks up at the sky. Look at how good that looks, how deep that looks. The cloud that's in the sky. There's some nice detail in that. Very nicely done shot. I don't think this movie's ever going to get a 4K HDR. It's an older movie. It's not super popular. I'm hoping to change that right now, but I don't think it even needs it. I enjoy it as it is. And this picture alone demonstrates that. This image alone demonstrates that it is a great picture, and it is obviously some great, great sound. I honestly don't know if you could improve on this by Atmos or DTSX. Not really sure. Maybe a little deeper in the bass. I doubt it. I think it's minuscule improvement at best. But this one little scene here, take time to check this out. It is worth it because of everything else that's going on in this movie. The skin tones in Owen Wilson's face, the blood, there's a lot of good detail here that looks really accurate. Really enjoyed it. And this is a great, great place to gauge all of that stuff. All right, let's move up to 1 hour, 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Hey, I was wrong. The dog barking does pan in a different way. So the dog barking actually does move. And I think that it's going to give you a sense of where the guy that's hunting Owen Wilson is coming from. Okay. So back to the last scene, you know, time to rest. Owen Wilson sitting there and you hear the dog barking off to the left. Well, the scene jumps to here comes the bad guy hunting him. He's at the center of your screen, and the sound of the dog comes from behind him. The sound of the dog is in the middle of the room. It's coming from the center of the screen. They go back to Owen Wilson again, and the dog's on the left. So just off of that, I'm guessing they never really show that he's coming from the left side of your room, that he's going to come up on him there, because the scene pans from there. Owen Wilson jumps into a pickup truck after this and goes off, so you never really get it. But just those two pieces put together is kind of giving you a sense of, like, as Owen Wilson's sitting there and the dog's barking off to his left, you get an idea that off in the distance, this guy is coming up and he's catching up to him on the left side of Owen Wilson. Because when you go to the jump cut of him, it's behind him. Makes sense? I like that. little puzzle, little mystery there. Put it together, but if you're watching this on a regular TV, everything's coming from the middle. No sense of that. All right, let's move along to 1 hour, 8 minutes, 34 seconds, Under Fire, 3 boxes of popcorn for this one. More just sonic fun, so much fun. So Owen Wilson's in the back of the pickup truck. They get to the city that they're going to, and as they enter the city, I mean, just everything changes. The view on the screen changes. The tone of the image that you're seeing, everything gets to that bluer look inside the city. The buildings are all war-torn. And then all of a sudden, the gunfire just, I mean, just boom, just like that. The gunfire just breaks out. They start firing on their pickup truck. Explosions going off left and right. Literally, left and right. Explosions all over the place. Just a really fun scene. It plays out to about the 1 hour, 9 minute and 30 second mark because they make their way indoors, and then you notice the sound changes when they get indoors. Now the explosions are muted by the walls around them, but they're still there. They're still localized to a side of the room. It feels like you're in that bunker or whatever they ran into. But yeah, as this scene plays out, not a lot of inaccuracies because you don't know where the fire is coming from, but it is just coming from everywhere. You hear gunfire at the rear. You hear gunfire at the front. You hear it on the left. You hear it on the right. Explosions landing, rocket launchers being shot, bullets whizzing by you. It's, you know, like a 3D cacophony of sound just moving all around you, just whizzing around your head. And again, you're not seeing necessarily where it's being fired from, but you're hearing everything. And that's why 3 boxes of popcorn. It's just so much fun. Any other movie, this would be a top scene. But after those 2 earlier movies where I'm given 4 boxes of popcorn, it's just a measly 3. Just another measly 3. All right, let's move along to 1 hour, 11 minutes even, Ringing. At first, I gave this 1 box of popcorn. But then I jumped it up to 2 boxes of popcorn because at the 1 hour, 11 minutes and 40 second mark, let this scene play out because it's that much fun leading up to that. But we'll get to that, the 40 second mark in a second. But this is, so an explosion has gone off and Owen Wilson's wandering around. And it, like he has that, you at the very beginning of this scene, you hear the ringing in his ears. You hear, it's very, very subtle, it's very faint, but you can hear the high-pitched ringing. And in my room, it felt like it was kind of on the right and wrapped around my head to the left a little bit, this little bit of a sense of ringing. Kind of cool, because I think that's how it would go, but everything is muted. Just like if an explosion went off and your ears are now like not working appropriately, you hear people screaming, you hear stuff going on, but it's all muted. It's all muffled because his ears have been, you know, blown out. And you just hear the woo, 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 and things going on in the background. That plays out for like 40 seconds. And that's a great 40 seconds of listen to the ambience in your room, the muffled sounds, the ringing in the early part of the scene. Lots of little details there for you to take in. And then a tank comes through the wall and fires. And just like, you know, it's like dead center in the middle of the screen. The projectile comes right at you. You can kind of see it and it flies right by you. Felt it in my hair. Not really, but it just, and it goes right to the back of the room. Nice big explosion with the base and it goes right by you to the back of your room. Had to add another box of popcorn to that because at 1 hour, 11 minutes, let that play out. And it's almost a jump scene when that, you know, tank comes through the room, comes through the wall, nice base there, nice crumbles, and then firing and it goes right from middle of your room to rear middle of your room. Great, great, great scene. All right, moving along to 1 hour, 28 minutes, 13 seconds. He went boom. And this is 1 box of popcorn for this one, for the detail that I'm going to describe. So the scene here is Owen Wilson's at the pack. He's at the seat that's crashed down. And there's two guys chasing him, hunting him down. And they're off in the distance from Owen Wilson. But accidentally, one of the bad guys steps on a landmine. And then the other bad guy, the main bad guy that's been hunting him, Owen Wilson, that is, that's been hunting Owen Wilson, he's like, oh, sorry, buddy, you're on your own, and he takes off. So that's where we get to this part here. obviously he goes off. He takes his foot off camera, way off to the left. While we're looking at the main bad guy walking through the woods, you hear the explosion off to your left. Sounds like it's in the distance, appropriately placed, great explosion, but pay attention to this little detail that I really liked from it, because so the explosion is a certain distance away, so you hear that, but then the reflective sound of the explosion, the echo on the right side of your room, is equally appropriately placed at the like same distance away. So like you hear the explosion over there, but then at the... And it's kind of like not from the left to right directly. It's kind of like from like if you're sitting in your room and 12 o'clock is dead center and 6 o'clock is dead center behind you. This comes from like 10 o'clock and goes to like 4 o'clock. So right where literally as I'm pointing now on YouTube, doing my dance. It's like there's no speakers there. And it's a really nice effect. Even the explosion on the side, there's some nice detail to it with some crumbling and stuff, like some earth went up or the guy, all the pieces are landing. There's a little bit of detail there, which, of course, you don't get that detail in the echo on the other side of the room. But it's a very detailed scene. It's very quick. But, check that out. He went boom. Give it a box of popcorn because of the detail. Really liked that. All right, let's move along to 1 hour, 29 minutes, 45 seconds, Rotors, one box of popcorn, and much like the last scene, this one here is about the detail. So Gene Hackman's character is on the deck of the aircraft carrier. They're about to get into the helicopter to take off to go rescue Owen Wilson, and what you see is a nice close-up. It's kind of that, you know, what they do in movies, the slow motion walking and you see all of that close up of Gene Hackman, but when they close in on him at about the 50 second mark of 1 hour, 29 minutes of 47, 50 second mark, when they close in on Gene Hackman for the close up, you start to hear this weird noise off to the left side of your room. You're not really sure what it is. It's a little bit of a whoosh, but then it gets a little bit more descriptive, a little louder. And then there's another one. And it's shoo, shoo. At first I thought it was troops marching to give you an idea of what the sound is that you're looking for when you go to this scene. But then the camera pans, changes, and now you're looking at Gene Hackman walk across your screen. That's that slow motion part. And he's going from the right to the left. And now that whooshing moves more to the left front of your room. And you see it's the helicopter that he's going to. And that whooshing you're getting is that helicopter blades moving in slow motion, the whoosh, whoosh, going by. Really, really cool sense of detail there, because what I really liked is you didn't know what it was. You didn't know what was going on behind you. It sounded like I said, troops marching or something, but it was like something was going on back there. And then it plays out that there it is on the screen. And what I really like about stuff like this is, again, I say it a lot, they don't have to put this in there. If that whooshing wasn't going on behind you, you wouldn't have been, hey, where did the helicopter rotor blades go? You know, like, what? There should be something back there. He's on, the helicopter's around somewhere. Nobody would say that. You're into the movie. You're enjoying the movie. But it's details like this that get us into that part of the movie, get us that invested into the story, into the movie. And it really gives you a sense that they were literally on the deck of an aircraft carrier. And when I shot this scene, that's where the helicopter was. And then when I shot this scene, it was over here now instead. So that perfect placement gives you a more of a sense of reality in a movie that, you know, this isn't real. It's, you know, they put that sound in there and they localize that sound to the rear of your room. But the details like that, that's what's so much fun. It's so cool. All right. Last scene coming up at 1 hour, 32 minutes, 40 seconds. Surprise. And you knew something was coming here. I gave this one two boxes of popcorn. It's a short scene that we're going to talk about. But anyways, the guy hunting Owen Wilson, he comes up on the chair. He's sneaking up on it because Owen Wilson's setting the trap. He left the glove on top of the chair, leading him in. And he gets there, and this is where it's like, oh, it's not, he's not here. Where is Owen Wilson? And he's like, and then all of a sudden he actually says the S word on this family friendly podcast, and they actually put it in subtitles because he says it in his native language. So they put that there like, and Owen Wilson pops up from under a snowbank, or he buried himself in the snow, and he starts firing at him. But the way that the scene progressed from there, because when he notices that he's not there, all of a sudden you get that same sense of panic that Owen Wilson and the pilot got in the plane, where everything, all the sound goes away. You hear the heartbeat. Everything just freezes. And he's like, what's going on? And then the action ensues. The gunfire between them, really nice. Pay attention. There is this one part when Owen Wilson, he's on the left side of your screen. He's shooting off to the right side of your screen. Gunshots are very loud, very distinct, coming from both characters. But Owen Wilson's characters, I swear I could hear the cartridges being ejected. You hear that little bit of a tinny sound off to the left side of the screen. Now, it wouldn't be the cartridges landing, because they would be landing in snow, so you wouldn't even hear that. But you could hear almost like cartridges landing on a floor or something. The cartridges from the bullets, you know, being ejected. You can hear that tinny noise on the left side of your room. Listen for that. Let me know if you hear that. But the scene plays out. Owen Wilson gets rescued. Fantastic scene in itself. I don't need to describe that to you. That's why I didn't put it on the list. It is just a great scene. So, unbelievable movie. I was inspired by this by a conversation we had last week on Twitter, and we're sitting there and we were talking about stealth, and I happened to mention on that, I'm like, another movie I would put up there with it. Obviously Behind Enemy Lines. And I was like, I should do that. I just got chills just thinking about it when we talked about stealth. I was like, I haven't seen that movie in about a year, because I asked my son if he wanted to watch it with me. And I was like, he was like, oh, we just saw it recently within the year. So I'm like, yeah, you're right. But yeah, it is. It's an amazing, like I said, I go back to my roots and my earlier systems in watching this movie. So good. It is so good. So, really enjoyed it. I'm going to pack things up in here. I'm actually going to get ready for next week's show. I'm going to take in another movie. So, hope you enjoyed it. Time to step out. Was I wrong? You start off early in this movie with Showtime, and it progresses into that entire scene where they're being chased by the missiles. That is why we own a home theater. That is why this is a must own. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. This is incredible. Then you get to that scene with all the landmines are going off that we talked about. You have to own this disc. I get nothing for that. And that's why I want this podcast to remain Patreon supported, so that you know that I'm not trying to sell you the disc. I'm trying to sell you great experiences. And this movie is an absolute great experience in your home theater. Let me know if you think I'm wrong. I mean, maybe you don't like that type of thing, but my room going boom on the left and the right and all over the place, so much fun. And it's, yeah, so let me know in the show notes. I'll be back on Tuesday with my Listener Takeover Tuesday. We record that on Sundays now, so get your comments in. If they're not in time for Sunday, they'll definitely be in next week's show. So that's the audio-only podcast. And if you want to be a part of that podcast, email me or DM me, and I'm bringing the listeners on. Talk about whatever you want. You can argue with me. Tell me you didn't like it. Like this week, Steve George and I, we don't see eye to eye on everything except for one thing. And everybody's still watching and listening to this podcast. I know you all agree. Home theater is awesome. We love this stuff. So thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to support monetarily, you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. Or you can just support me by following along, questioning me, commenting on everything that's going on here. Having a great time, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Tuesday with another great guest. Can't wait. But until then, go push play.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey, Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.